How's your perception? Have you had any perception change? Your son came out. Have you had any perception change? Uh-huh. Anybody been left blind or anything? All right. Anybody's perception better than it was? Okay. Why don't you be 1,000 miles back of your chair? Now grant your right to your body to be 1,000 miles in front of you. Have your body grant the right to you to be 1,000 miles in back of it. Now pick out somebody else to grant you the right to be 1,000 miles in back of your body. And just pick out other people. Same thing. Now pick out other people in this group to grant you the right to be absolved from all responsibility in case something happens to your body while you're 1,000 miles behind it. Now grant this right to certain other people in the group. Now grant the right to certain members of the group to be free. Now get certain members of the group granting you the right to be free. Now get certain people in the group granting the right to certain other specific people in the group to be free. Now have certain people in the group grant you personally as a Thetan the right to survive. Now you grant certain people in the group the right to survive. As Thetans. I have certain Thetans in the group, specifically granting certain other Thetans in the group the right to survive. Okay, be 1,000 miles behind your body. Grant your body the right to be 1,000 miles in front of you. Now grant other people present the right to be 1,000 miles in front of you. Okay, now be where you please. Contact the two back corners of the room and find no corners. Now put a couple of corners about 1,000 miles out. Find those. Okay. Be where you please. End of session. Okay, now what's the score? Anybody? Stir your eyes with a little more certainty. Find a bit more certainty. Yeah. Well, you hit a line of some sort. That's what we call a yo-yo effect. You get out to a certain distance, then energize some lines, and they collapse. Body must have a somatic for triggering. What's the somatic for triggering? Well, that's fine. Put a gold ribbon 100 feet behind you to your body. Put another one there. Throw it away. Put another gold ribbon from 100 feet behind you to your body. Throw it away. Another one. Throw it away. Be 5 feet behind your chair. Throw it away. Now be 5 feet behind your chair. You still yo-yoing?
No, I didn't
snap. Didn't snap. All right, let's put another gold ribbon from 5 feet back of your body to the back of your body and connect it this time. Wrap it around your neck or something.
I feel like the body is immersed in a burning fluid.
Okay. Now let's wrap another gold ribbon, a very thick one this time, from 5 feet back of your body to around your neck. Now let's put a dot of light at the far end of it. Now let's grant beingness to the dot of light at the far end. Now let's be at the far end. Did you make it? Yeah, all right, let's be 5 feet back there. Now let's put a burning body, flames and all, out in front of you. Throw it away and put another one there. 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 Get it burned to a crisp now. Okay. Let us be 5 feet back there. I'll pat the body on the head and say, poor body. Okay. You bet. This yo-yo effect is just there's a constant somatic on the body, you see, and every time somebody goes outside, it requires a little different line setup. He's using lines on the body, you see, and so it energizes the lines, and he comes. I should say something about that right now. There are two types of lines that are used. One is a presser line, and the other is a tractor line. Now, a tractor is a condensing or collapsing line. See, a tractor, if energized, would bring two points together. A and B would get closer together if a tractor line were between A and B. oppressor line, if energized, would put A and B further apart. And a thetan at this stage of the game has gotten sloppy about what kind of lines he uses. He just puts on a line, and he leaves it up to automaticity, to whether it's a tractor beam or a pressor beam. Now, the dispersal case that does a bunk for Arcturus is energizing a pressor beam, which is extending the moment it's energized. And a tractor, a fellow who is just sort of automatically putting a tractor beam on the body as he goes out of it or hits a tractor beam, of course, the moment that is energized, he slaps back into the body again. So he's on a collapsed terminal basis. And snap back, he comes. All right. Now, that's the way he got into the body in the first place. You put a tractor beam on a body, and the body felt pain, and it energized, and then you went. It moved you. You didn't move it. All right. This becomes an elementary problem, then, in whether A and B are being pushed apart or pulled together. Now, the yo-yo effect is the fellow who goes out and snaps in and goes out and snaps in and goes out and snaps in and goes out and snaps in, and after a while he gets discouraged and just stays in. Unless it's he resolves it or it's resolved for him. Then the other fellow is the do-a-bunk case, the case that does a bunk, simply keeps going. You say the 3 feet back of your head, and a couple of seconds later, as I say, he's passing Arcturus. He's on his way. Well, he's hit a pressor beam setup rather than a tractor beam setup. And so instead of slapping back into the body, he just continues on out of it. Zoom. Both of these are the inability of the thetan to position things in space from a stationary point. He can't maintain his own stationariness. Other things remain stationary. He doesn't. That's the first problem wrong with it, and the other is the simple mechanical problem that either one, whether he does a bunk for Arcturus or slaps back in, betokens a current and chronic somatic, which the thetan is holding in abeyance. He's holding both sides of every somatic, by the way, but he's holding this one off. He's preventing something from happening, you see? And the second he's 5 feet back of his head, or 3 feet back of his chair, or 1,000 miles behind himself or something, he's no longer actively engaged in keeping a somatic from occurring. So the somatic occurs at that moment, energizes the beam, you know, round circuit, back to, he energizes the beam, and in he goes, or out he rushes, whichever way it is. And both of those are the problem of a chronic somatic on the body. The body must at that moment be in pain. Got that? You just simply solve the chronic somatic to some degree, and your boy or your girl is immediately a little more stable. And you go on solving it on that basis. And pretty soon, all gets very smooth indeed. The mechanics of theta clearing are quite simple. All right, as I was talking about before, who got a better exteriorization certainty? Good. And you notice any one of these exercises is all pounding away at the same thing. We're undoing the automaticity, which keeps him nailed down in his head and holds him powerless. Now, a lot of people have unmocking machinery, which unmock them. I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to be visible. And you don't have to really take much of this into account, but you can spot any of this machinery on an E-meter. It's fascinating what an E-meter will do when it is fed by the pre-clear himself automatic machinery, which he guesses might be around. But he won't look at automatic machinery, which has completely collapsed upon him. Now, the individual who has tried to avoid terminal B or terminal E on the communication line, the individual who has tried to avoid this, prevented it from happening, has, of course, had it collapse upon him, because the only thing that's ever going to keep it away from him is him. So the fellow who is trying to keep it from collapsing upon him is trying to move it away or hold it away. Well, he can postulate it away, but he can't hold it away. Because energy, the second that you use energy to handle energy, you're into the mass agreement of the mass universe. Well, you can get into it and get out of it with great ease when you know what you're doing, but the initial stages of the game, when the fellow's in the body, dependent upon the body, you ask him to separate the two terminals, one, himself, a thetan with mass, and a body with mass, and he can't impose space upon two terminals.
Wow.
Well, now, it's a funny thing, but one of the postulates solved when run in a bracket that does a lot for this is quite simple. It's impossible to communicate. Or all communications are on the same point. Now, both of those assist exteriorization. Both of them. Let's have a guy just mock up or get the idea of a flock of Western Union messages all on the same spindle. And keep adding messages to the spindle. Then have him add a message from New York, which is received in San Francisco. And have him compound this by putting New York on the spindle and San Francisco on the spindle. Make him scramble the geographical locations of Earth. Make him put the Washington Monument on the Empire State Building. Now, there are many techniques which do this covertly. The best of them are those which don't do it covertly. They simply do it. I'll give you an example of that now. Pick up San Francisco and stack it on New York. Now, pick up Washington, D.C. and stack it on New York. Now stack Chicago on New York. Now Los Angeles on New York. Now let's take the whole pile and put them on Reno. Now let's put that whole pile on Seattle. Now let's take Alaska and put it on top of the pile. Now let's take Florida and put it on top of the pile. Now let's let go of the pile. Now let's be very orderly and put them all back in their proper positions. Well, that's good. Put them all in the pile again and make them snap back into their proper positions. Now put them all in a pile again and put them back in their proper positions. A beautiful example of the automaticity of terminals he just brought up. They all snap back to their proper positions. What snapped them? Well, the only guy there is... that's a beautiful motto for you, by the way. The only person sitting there is the preacher. All else is dross and delusion. After he gets to be an operating thetan, it becomes rather questionable who is sitting there, but that's all right. Okay. The collapsing terminal effect. I cannot communicate is both terminals are on the same unit, or they are so infinitely wide apart that we couldn't possibly bring them together or stretch a line between them. See the tractor beam, the presser beam. Now, do you know that there are some thetans so far from a body that are running it? I know somebody present is going to categorize himself incorrectly in this category. They're so far from the body, they're so infinitely far from the body, so many billions of light years from the body, it's almost an incalculable distance running it. They can't get any closer. They have a funny feeling about it. I don't particularly like it. They're in the exact reverse condition of the fellow nailed in a body. Now, just as a fellow can be nailed in a body and doesn't know it, so can a fellow be nailed 1,000 light years out there and not know it. But sooner or later, you'll run into an incident. The fellow will suddenly remember it or something, where he was a long way from the body and he went down to rescue it. Something on this order. In other words, it's just as peculiar to be pried and debarred out of a body as it is to be nailed down in one, and both conditions can exist. Between the two, however, the most frequent one is the fellow who is nailed down in one, and that is so much more often the case that you can almost neglect the other condition. All right. Exteriorization is a problem, is a... an interesting problem in automaticities. and the automaticity's most intimately concerned communication terminals and masses. That's the most fascinating of them. Now, if you could get somebody to disabuse himself of the need of mass, that alone will solve a lot of exteriorizations. But if you get over the balderdash and the mumbo-jumbo about it, you'll find out the body is a mass. It's a very heady symbol. And it's just a mass, and it's only a problem in masses. And it, unfortunately, is both ends of the communication line. It outputs and inputs. Now, I want to say something about exteriorization. Sometimes you'll have to exteriorize the guy from several actual bodies. He's holding on to old energy masses. He's making these masses all the time. He has automaticities that do this. As a matter of fact, you can put a Thetan in intimate contact with the masses which are making the other things in the universe so that he can perceive them too. Because you could put him in contact with the ridge, the floating ridge, which makes fish. This has a practical use, by the way. The fellow eats some bad fish. Well, let's unmark the communication lines to that ridge. And if you strike those communication lines off, the bad fish will no longer make him sick. This sounds very peculiar, maybe, but it has its uses. Well, it goes even further, but I won't stretch your credulity there. You can hit the masses that make mountains. And that's what old Muhammad was trying to stumble around and do. And he lost the knack. He was right on the groove. He was in there on the right beat. But it was the song was just a little old for him. And he didn't quite get the notes. Instead of standing there looking at the mountain saying it will now move, he should have gone and found the ridge that perpetually recreates mountains to which he had agreed and which he had a separate markup running for and simply altered that agreement and markup. But he'd have had to have altered the ridge in terms of agreement with some other people in order to have gotten the mountain to move perceptively so that the troops could have seen it too. But this is a simple and elementary problem in Theta clearing. Getting masses to move. Now, it's a horrible thought to a Thetan sometime who is intimately pushing on walls and beating on tables and pounding on his own head and doing other things that he actually isn't in contact with a body at all. It's really much harder to stay in one than get out of one. I've exteriorized somebody very rarely. This is not a recommended procedure. Merely by making him go outside and then have him stay still, set the body walking and have him stay still. The body will walk away from him. You can do this with a person who's already been theta cleared, and he gets a heck of a kick out of it. It's an SOP 8-0 exercise. But you can, in just exteriorizing people, you can sometimes exteriorize them just by doing it. You can also make them step back while still in the body and have the body still in front of them, you know, sort of a mock-up process. The most horrible thing you can do to some of the cases that are having trouble, it won't be very efficacious, but is to have them mock up the body in front of them and then have the mock-up go through certain motions and have them repeat the motions with the body they're in. And have them walk the mock-up in front of them forward and walk the mock-up in front of them backwards, all the time aping its motions with their own body. Or they get sick and dizzy and so forth, because you've arbitrarily made them set up a perfect communication system, you see. Here are two bodies, and one is doing one thing, and the other is doing something. Automaticity and communication, as you can well guess, now you tell me, do those things have an intimate connection?
Do they?
You damn well couldn't have an automatic machine unless you had a communication line to it, could you? So the fellow's having communication trouble is also having automaticity trouble, isn't he? And where's the trouble lie? Well, Mr. Anthony, it lies right straight on the communication line. The terminals of that line are too close together. The fellow has become his own automatic machine or some damn foolishness. You don't have to take this apart very much in terms of anatomy. But you'd better know its basic anatomy, which is to say he's collapsed terminals with his automatic machinery. Now, the other fellow, who is in horrible condition, who suddenly loses his memory and so forth, has a presser communication system to his automatic memory machine. Get that presser beam again. Instead of it throwing him off to Arcturus, it throws the machine off to Arcturus. All of a sudden, his memory's in Arcturus, and he has amnesia. He can't get a communication on that line anymore. When a person sets up his memory to be automatic, he's in a wonderful condition. Now, the person who is depending upon the facsimile to tell him what happened, book one aside, I don't mind being wrong, unlike some people I know, the automaticity of the facsimile appearing when you think the thought is the most chronic eidetic automaticity. That is the eidetic automaticity. And the way you do this, well, you can solve this, by the way, you can just sit down and arduously solve it, like this. There may be faster ways to do it, but this one is very certain. It does solve it. You have the fellow think, for instance, of a letter, and then have him put the letter in front of his face. A person who is depending upon eidetic recall. You have him think of a letter and put a letter in front of his face. Then you have him think of an autobus and put an autobus in front of his face. Think of a cat and put a cat in front of his face. Think of a dog and put a dog in front of his face. Think of an orange and put an apple in front of his face. And get how wrong he is. And then think of the big hotel over here and put a small hotel in front of his face. Get him over having to be so right about the machine. It'll make him laugh, it'll make him spring it, make him release it. Anybody doing that, by the way? Think of something and get the picture. Think of something and get the picture. Think of something and get the picture. We'll just try this right now. Think of a cat and get a cat. Now, let go of that. And think of a dog and get a dog. Now say, I'm going to get a horse and get a horse. Now, did you get a horse by the automatic machine before you could get one there? Well, the point of it is the preclear is always running slower than his automatic machinery, just as the worker in a society is always running slower than the military or the police. You see, a person who sets up automatic machinery inevitably afterwards has less power under his own grasp. So, of course, he's slower. So you take the young piano player who sets it up at the age of 10, the scales and so forth, by the time he's 40, he's got a set-up automaticity on scales there, which is quite fast, but don't ask him all of a sudden, how do you run those scales so fast, because he'll fly into a rage or go to pieces or won't really be able to run scales or something like that. Actually, at 10 or at 40, he should simply have been able to run scales. The fastest you'll ever get is when you're doing it. All right, now naturally that machine is quicker than you are. So let's be quicker than the machine now. All right, let's think of a cow and get a cow. Now let go of that and say, I want to remember a car and get a cat. Let go of that and say, I want to remember the sky and get the earth.
The sky clicked in before I could get the earth.
Well, just get the earth there anyhow. Just ignore the machine. And get how valid you are. All right, now think of an orange and get an orange and get how cute it is of you to do this. Now think of a cat and get a cat and think how cute it is of you not to have let go of the orange. Now think of a cow and get a cow and think how cute it is of you to have the cat and the orange. Now look at all you've got there. Now look straight through it and see the floor. Remember when I told you to look at the wall up here and see the wall on the other side of it?
Mm-hmm.
Same way with these machines. If you stop your vision on the machine facsimile, of course it's a very valid facsimile, but if you don't stop your vision on it, it isn't. So this time I'm going to ask you to look a foot beyond the picture. Think of a cat. And just look a foot beyond the picture. Not at a cat or anything. Just look beyond the picture. All right, think of a cow. Think of a horse. Think of a restaurant. Think of a hat. Now, are your pictures as clear as they were? They're getting more clear. Well, that's fine. Some people go through that hump. All right. Now, get a chair and then think of a chair. Now, let go of that and get a bulletin board and think of a bulletin board. Now let go of that and get a table and then think of a table. This is memory running you. I let go of that and get a car and then think of a car. Let go of that and get a house and then think of a house. Let go of that and get a person and think of this person. Let go of that and get another person and then think of this person. Let go of that and get another person and think of this person. Now think of a person and look straight through the person. Get another person, look through any picture you get. Now, you get a picture of a person that you think of much further away from you than your automatic picture is. Now, think of a person. Let go of that and think of another person. Get these pictures further away than the automatic picture. And you look at your picture, the new picture you just put there, see? Just ignore that other picture. All right, let go of that and get a cat. And let go of that and get a car. Okay. Now, what's happening in these pictures? Let's make a test out. Think of a bulletin board. You get and then not get a bulletin board?
Hmm?
Automatically. You had to put it there. You didn't get an automatic bulletin board. Oh, and you put one there. Okay. Now, we just want to find out what's happening to eidetic recall here, see? All right. Now, let's get a bulletin board. Think of a bulletin board, get a bulletin board. Think of another bulletin board, get a bulletin board. I said another. Think of the same bulletin board. Think of the same bulletin board and pull it up there again. Throw it away. Think of a bulletin board and get a bulletin board and throw it away. Think of a bulletin board, get a bulletin board and throw it away. Think of a cat, get a cat, throw it away. Think of a cat, get the same cat, and throw it away. Think of a cat, get the same cat, and throw it away. Think of a cat, get the same cat, and throw it away. All right, think of a horse. Put a picture of a horse there. Okay, throw that away. Now think of a stove. What happened? You getting pictures now?
I can't see anything without seeing it instantaneously.
Are you seeing it very well instantaneously?
Yes.
Oh, Dedek recall's working better now. Well, what do you know? What do you know? It's working better. Otherwise, we're not influencing the machine anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting good and fast, huh?
Good and fast and good and clear.
Getting better, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, think of a textbook and get a textbook.
Mm-hmm.
I put another textbook there, shoving the first one out.
Mm-hmm.
And another textbook there.
Mm-hmm.
And another one there.
Mm-hmm.
And another one there, just letting the pieces fall where they may.
Mm-hmm.
And another one there.
Mm-hmm.
Now think of a textbook and get another textbook there. Now think of a textbook and get two textbooks. Throw it away. Think of a textbook, get two textbooks and throw them away. Think of a textbook and get two textbooks and throw them away. Think of a textbook, get two textbooks and throw them away. Okay. Throw anything away you got there. Now think of a hat. Picture a hat bounce up at you? Did you get immediately this picture of this hat? Good. What are we doing? Building some eidetic recall here, the rest of the people? What you doing? Waking up the old machine? You very often wake it up, and boy, they kick into roaring activity before they go on out. So let's just think of a hat and get a hat.
Oh,
all right. Let's throw that away and think of a hat and get a hat. Throw that away. Now think of a picture and get a picture. Throw that away. Think of a picture and get a picture. Throw it away. Think of a picture and get a picture. Okay, think of a somatic and get a somatic. Throw it away. Let go of it. Now think of a somatic and get a somatic. Let go of it. Think of a somatic and get a somatic. Let go of it. Think of a somatic and let go of a somatic. Think of a somatic and get a somatic. Throw it away. Now think of an aberration and get an aberration.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of it. Think of another aberration and get an aberration. Let go of it. Think of an aberration and get an aberration. Throw it away. Think of an aberration and get an aberration. back there, you think of a cough and get a cough. Go away. All right. I'll think of an aberration, get an aberration. So do I. I'll think of a nice, gruesome aberration and get it. Throw it away. Think of an illness and get an illness. Throw it away. Think of another illness and get it. Throw it away. Think of another one and get it. Throw it away. Think of another illness. Get an illness. Throw it away. Think of an illness and get an illness. Throw it away. Think of an illness. Get an illness. Throw it away. Any after effects occur from that, this is the process that gets rid of it. Think of a somatic and get a somatic. Think of another person having a somatic and you get it. Throw it away. Think of another person having a somatic and you get it. Throw it away. Think of another person having a somatic, you get it. Throw it away. Think of a somatic, get a somatic, throw it away. Okay, think of a picture and get a picture. Throw it away. Think of a picture, get a picture, throw it away. Okay, think of a hat and get a hat. Throw it away. Now think of a hat and get a hat and look through it. All right, think of a hat and get a train. Look through it. Think of hair and get shoes. Look through it. Think of being wrong and be right. Let go of that. Think of being right and be wrong. Let go of it. Think of everything disappearing. Have it disappear. Get it back again. Think of everything disappearing. Have it disappear. Get it back again. Think of you being gone. You'll be gone. Think of you being present and be present. Think of you being present and be present. Think of you being in present time and be in present time. Think of you being in present time and be in present time. Think of somebody else being in present time and have them be in present time. Okay. Well, how'd you make out? Let's make a test on this eidetic recall again. Just test out your eidetic recall now in the next couple of seconds. How is it? Worse? Better? Same? It's fouled up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. You mean it isn't being accurate anymore? Now, think of a disaster and get a disaster. Think of being wrong and be wrong. Now think of being right and be right. Now think of being right again and be right. Okay, now check your eidetic recall again. Did it work?
I had to put the test in myself.
Oh, tough. How's yours head? All right, think of a horse and then jump up in front of you as a horse. You'll be the picture of the horse that jumps up in front of you now. Got that? All right, throw that away and be yourself again. All right, now think of a cat and then be a cat. Picture of a cat in front of you. Now let's be a machine that just deals out pictures, that just anxiously sit there and wait for somebody to think of something so you can deal them a picture. Now just be that machine there, dealing pictures of horses and cats and so forth, and get very serious about it. Just deal them up pictures in all directions there, hand out pictures. And get how proud this makes you. And get how mischievous this is of you. And get how serious all this is. And hand out some more pictures. Okay, be yourself. Those are various methods used to untrigger automaticity. Now, let's test out eidetic recall again. Test it out. You have to give yourself a picture now, or?
Mm-hmm. It's not automatic anymore.
That's right, and that is as it should be.
Oh, my God. I have to build a cat.
Good. Good. Sooner or later, just to be colloquial, some of you crookies are going to find out that you put mock-ups together sort of with your bare hands. You say, don't say cat, and then get a duplicate of the messed universe. You say cat. Let's see now. Cat has ears. Whiskers, eyes. Forgot his front feet. Front feet, tail. Cat. That's right. That's nice cat. Beat it. That's the way you make a mock-up. You remember when the doctor taped and kept asking, but where do the pearl buttons come from? Remember? Well, that's the question. And the question is answered. Automaticity. But it's answered when you can be the machine. You can go yourself through the operations of the machine and so invalidate it out of existence by paralleling it, duplicate it and run it out. Or you can simply be the machine and perform its actions. See, you just be the machine, do whatever the machine's doing. And I'll show you how to handle these. You people are all too prone to test whether or not a process works by whether or not it kicks in your pain machine. You see that that's a little bit idiotic? You shouldn't have, it gave me a somatic, so therefore I'm getting along and my case is improving. Well, sure enough, it's a communication change. But it's rather unreasonable. We're running a process which puts terminals apart and the preclear gets a somatic. Well, this is whether or not his automatic machine for somatics is kicking on and off. I mean, it's an unreasonable assumption. Gee, there's an awfully dead silence follows that. What's the matter?
Well,
All of you have been doing that, haven't you? Well, that's why I ran this last hour or so that I've been working on. It's just to bring up to a large degree this point. You've got to postulate an effect to have an effect. Postulate any time an effect turns up automatically and some effect is occurring automatically and continually and so forth. Why, it started out originally because the preacher got in some kind of trouble or he couldn't so on trust himself. You'll find most preachers aren't operating well because they can't trust themselves. Well, it's rather interesting that they instinctively single this one out. They say they can't trust other people and so forth, but if you barrel down the line and ask them real close, they'll tell you, well, they can't trust themselves. Well, if they can't trust themselves, they are recognizing the fact that they are setting up their own automatic machinery. Now, I tried to show you that. Now, here's a remedy for this automatic pain machine. Is now, be a machine. And when I say be a machine, I mean be a box of wheels and cogs and, you know, anything that's a machine, you know. Now, be a machine and start dealing out somatics to a body. We go about it in a workmanlike, emotionless basis, just deal somatics out to the body at random. All right, now be yourself receiving somatics from a machine. Now, be the machine dealing out somatics to the body. I don't care whether these somatics are actual or just conceptual. Just want to get the point across. Now, be yourself receiving somatics from the machine. Now, the machine let go and you let go. Okay, to do that, will you realize you depend on pain or somatics to tell you when to let go? And a preacher can't let go of things like let go of bodies is simply depending on the automaticity to let go, and it's pain that tells him to let go, and that's his automatic warning signal. That's called an automatic alarm system. So he knows something is happening because he gets an automatic alarm. So you know something's happening in case because you get an automatic alarm. What your auditor should know right at that juncture, and he should know very clearly indeed, is a very simple thing. But this preacher is depending upon an automatic alarm system rather than looking at his environment to find out if he's going to get shot. Now, you say it's unreasonable to suppose that you should be able to see a 4,400 foot per second bullet coming in towards you in time to move the body. That is unreasonable to suppose that, isn't it? It's even unreasonable to suppose that you will know that when you went around the corner, you would be hit by another car. That's unreasonable to suppose that, isn't it? Well, that's the trouble with it. It's unreasonable. And the individual who is depending upon reason isn't depending on knowingness. Reason is a covert method of knowing. All right, let's get prediction. We find out the individual can predict. But let's just take lookingness. And we find out that the individual who can't see a bullet coming in at 4,400 feet per second, dragging its heels, loping on the way, hitting air friction the whole time, and it's only traveling 10 feet, and you mean to tell me that this character's reaction time is going to be so slow that he cannot move his body aside a foot or two from the time that bullet leaves the muzzle of the rifle and arrives in the body. And you're going to tell me that this person is going to be in good shape, huh? Well, he's in horrible condition. How fast should your reaction time be? Your reaction time should be fast enough to unmaterialize and rematerialize 1,000 miles away instantaneously. You shoot at that, huh, instead of trying to get 3 feet back of your head, and we'll be making some progress. Let's don't move this body aside. Let's unmaterialize it and rematerialize it. For instance, my maid can park a car in a parking lot, a car which never had a scratch on it, and can park it in a parking lot at the theater. Never had any processes. She wouldn't know what it was all about. And she can actually park it there. See, and not know that the car next to her was going to back out and smash in its left-hand rear spat. She would consider it unreasonable of you to assume that she wouldn't know this. Well, it's unreasonable of me not to know that she would take it down there and do that, too. But the funny part of it is, I knew she would do that. And the funny part of it is, it doesn't have to be important if the left-hand rear spat of the car is pushed in. Particularly if you've localized it to the spat. And if you go out and look at that, you'll find out that the spat is very carefully crushed. Nothing else is crushed. So she's had her accident, because she always knew she was going to have an accident, so we had to be right. Well, out of such intricacies, we only get trouble if we consider that these things are terribly bad that happened. And you know that if you prevented everything bad from happening across the length and breadth of the United States, you would get absolutely no change. You would get nothing to prevent, nothing to crusade against, nothing to get mad about, nothing to get upset about, nothing to get interested in. So the thing has two virtues. But when the virtue slumps over to a point where you depend entirely upon reason, and it becomes an age of reason, which is an entirely covert age, and when it gets over to the point where nobody has enough freedom to have any fun, why, then we better balance the books the other way. And that's precisely really what we're doing. We'll shove them over to a point where there's a little more action envisioned. Now, you can actually have a war with individuals who can dematerialize and rematerialize themselves 1,000 miles away. Only I'm afraid the general staff would have to be a lot brainier than most general staffs. Eh? You can think of how you would campaign against such a set of proofs. I myself would do it with women. But boy, it'd be an interesting war. Did you learn anything this morning? What is it?
I got to start to think that I'm going to think before I think, and then I have to think that I have to refer to the machine before I can recall what I just thought.
Well, we have a little motto. We have a motto, and it reads as follows. An automatic machinery is better suspected than not known. Okay, is your case in any better condition?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. Now, when you are processing, you watch for these automaticities, huh? Mm-hmm. And you know now I've been giving you the number of ways you undo them. Now, for instance, Conway over here is fogging around about what she ought to do about this machine. Now, what would you do about this machine?
I would make the market the machine, and have it to make her do things, and have her make machine do things, and do the machine make her do things, and do machine do things.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay, and then the tech makes the money go.
Okay. What would you do about it?
Well, make the machine a very high order, make it like me a very small order, that's very well. Make it a little higher.
Okay. That which you can control, you do not have to be afraid of. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Control is to start, stop, and change. So you have another method of handling automatic machinery besides being this. You can start one, slow it down, speed it up. For instance, if a person on eidetic recall was having an awful time, you know, the things just kept popping up anyhow, and you'd been auditing them for this long time, about 10, 15 minutes, and you weren't getting much change, and so forth. Well, just have him make them pop up faster, you know, and then make them pop up slower, and then like we did to these machines, you say, get an orange. Now think of an orange and get a picture of an apple. You change the machine, you see. Now, the change itself is start, stop, and change. You can duplicate the machine. That's one. Whole field there. Duplicate it. Be it. Start it. Stop it. Change it. Make it operate. Make it operate doubly. Make three machines operate where only one's supposed to be operating. You can get an operating thetan, by the way, to create three consecutive buildings and be in them, three consecutive places, with three consecutive sets of furniture. All, by the way, in the same space, which is quite a trick, you know. Simply because he just knows that they're all in the same space, and the conditions with which he's setting up the situation is that all these three buildings are different buildings in different spaces which occupy the same space. And that's why he can differentiate between them so well, because they're all occupying the same space. And they're perfectly reasonable to him, because, you see, there's nothing quite as reasonable as unreason. Probably the wisest philosopher that ever wrote was Lewis Carroll. Okay, let's have lunch.